We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Let's Talk Portland, Intercom Radio Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. Wow, with everything that's going on in our world today with the coronavirus, we are seeing once again how incredibly important and vital our healthcare workers are. You people are our heroes. Have you ever thought about going into nursing? Well, on the show this time, I'd like to welcome Joanna Russell, president of Sumner College. Hey, Joanna, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. And I think before we get started talking about Sumner College today, I want to ask you, how are you and your family and friends and colleagues all doing during this very strange time we're experiencing?
Well, it has been interesting for everyone I know, and we've been doing really well at the college. We had a quick transition with all of the changes going from on campus to online, trying to take care of our students, but I think we're getting there, and everybody's working really well as a team. As far as family and friends, I think we're all in the same boat, and we're in this together, wanting to get through it as soon as possible and stay healthy.
Well, that is, truer words have not been spoken. We're all in the same boat. It's crazy times. So tell me about Sumner College.
Okay. Well, we have been around since 1974. We're a private college located here in Portland. We're right off Airport Way by Cascade Station. And we've been offering a nursing program since 2009. So we started with our practical nursing program back in 2009. And then we were approved for our registered nursing program in 2012. And most recently, we started our medical assisting program in 2018. So we're all school focused on healthcare. That's what we're about. And we're about to launch our first bachelor's program in June. It's our RN to BSN program, and that will be offered 100% online.
So when you sent me some information about Sumner College, you sent some letters. I'm going to ask you what these letters all mean. RN, PN, MA, and RN to BSN. Tell me what all those mean.
All right. So RN is registered nursing. That's our associate degree in nursing. It's a two-year program. So if you want to be a registered nurse, that's the program you would be interested in. Then our PN program actually stands for practical nursing. So once you graduate, you would become licensed and be a licensed practical nurse, or an LPN, as many people know. And then we also have our MA, that's medical assisting, and that's a 7.5-month program. Once you graduate from our program, you would set for the certification, and then you would be a certified medical assistant. And then the RN to BSN, that program is designed for registered nurses that already have their license, that want to continue their education and go on and get their bachelor's degree.
Well, thank you for explaining all of that. I feel much better.
Yes.
Nurses are on the front line, as everybody knows right now. They're our heroes. So, gosh, tell me more about nursing.
So nursing was growing very, very fast, one of the fastest occupations in the U.S. for quite some time. And with all of COVID-19 going on and all these changes we're seeing daily, we've seen even a larger demand for those as far as people interested in becoming a nurse. The nursing, as far as RN and LPN, that was expected to grow about 12% between 2020 and 2028. And medical assisting was expected to grow about 23%, much quicker than nursing. So these two areas and fields are great fields to get into if you've been interested in healthcare and you have a passion to help people and work with others and work with a team. So I think these programs may continue to grow and be one of the strongest growing occupations in the U.S. for quite some time.
That's great, because we need nurses.
We do need nurses. We are getting calls from sites even during this COVID-19 situation where they are desperate for personnel and desperate for nurses. So we're working with our clinical partners and the sites as much as we can to get our graduates out there so they can get through the interview process and get licensed and start working.
How long is the process, the education process?
So our medical assisting program is our shortest program offered here at the college. That program is 7.5 months, so it just takes 3 terms to complete. Our practical nursing program takes just over a year to complete, so it's 5 terms. And then our registered nursing program, which is our most popular program, that program takes 24 months to complete. And it's really nice because we don't require prerequisite coursework to apply for any of these programs.
What's so unique about Sumner College and your nursing programs?
I think the reason people are attracted to our college is, one, we're private, so we have small class sizes, lots of individual attention, lots of support to make sure the students start and they finish and graduate. The registered nursing program, as I mentioned, being just 24 months with no prerequisites, you're in and out of here in just 2 years, so you can start your career as an RN. The RN to BSN program, if you decide to come back, you can come back and do that while you're working because it's delivered 100% online, and that program just takes 13 months to complete. And I think all of these programs, when you sit down and you set up your educational goals, everyone just has the same goal to receive a quality education and get in and out as soon as they can so they can start their new career.
Give me a general profile of nursing students. Is it men, women, young, old? Who's coming to college?
So it's a variety with our school. We have a number of students that have been taking prerequisites for several years at universities or community colleges trying to get into a nursing program. And because it's so competitive, people apply at various schools year after year to get in. So we have females and males, but primarily it's a female population. As far as age, the medical assisting students, they can be anywhere right out of high school up until, you know, their late 30s. And our nursing is a huge range. We have students that are in their early 20s, and we have students that are in their late 50s. They're looking for a second career, decided just to follow their dream and become a nurse at this time.
We're talking today with Joanna Russell, president of Sumner College. Now, Joanna, have you been involved in the medical field or the education field?
I have been involved in the education field for 20 years this year. So I've been working in higher education, working primarily with nursing schools and with nursing boards and accrediting boards. So I do a lot on the compliance accreditation side and then supporting my faculty and staff, which then support our students while they're here taking classes.
And is Sumner College fully accredited?
We are accredited. So we are accredited by a national accrediting agency, which is ABHES. We are approved by the Oregon State Board of Nursing, by the Washington Nursing Commission, and by the Department of Education, and by the VA. So we have federal financial aid for students that qualify to set up their financial package to go to school. And the great thing about our program is we also have career services available to those students once they graduate, which makes us really, really unique. When a student's getting ready to get out there and go in the field, they start meeting with our career service department, and we set them in the right direction, set them up for interviews, do networking, resume, cover letter, job searches. So we really try to make sure the clinical partnerships that we have for our students are ones that are going to hire our graduates once they get done with school.
And are some of your programs offered online?
So our RN to BSN program, our newest program that we're launching June 1st, is 100% online. So if you are a registered nurse with an active license, you can apply for that program. And just over a year, you could have your bachelor's in nursing. So that is the only one at this time that is 100% online. During this COVID-19 time frame that we're in right now, all schools did have to adjust to an online format for a temporary basis. So that's what we were able to do in a very quick time span and turn that around. But as far as programs 100% online, once we get through this situation, it is our RN to BSN program.
What is it going to mean for Sumner College to have the RN to BSN program available online?
I think it's a great advantage for those that are working in the field and they want to go back and they want to have leadership opportunities available and a higher wage available. Many BSNs will be working in, can work in hospitals, and they can make more per hour. So there's lots of advantages to going to school and taking this online, because you're able to work and balance your work and your home life and school all at the same time. So we think it's designed for our graduates in mind, where they can get their license, start working, then come back and get their BSN in 13 months.
How do the students get clinical experience?
All of our students are here for the first term for the nursing program, and then once they hit their second term of studies, which is after 10 weeks of being here on campus, they're out in the field right away. So terms 2, 3, 4, and the rest of the program for nursing, they're out at various clinical sites. We have everything from long-term care to rehab to mental health and different areas where they can go for their practicum. So during the last term of study, they're able to decide what specialty they want to go into, and then we can secure a clinical experience at that site.
How have things changed over the last few years? How long again did you say you've been with Sumner College, Joanna?
I've been with Sumner College for 13 years, and we have been around as far as a college since 1974, so we've been open for 46 years.
And things have probably changed a lot over those years, right? Even the 13 years you've been there.
Yes, we actually, we were a core reporting school years ago, and then really started getting into nursing back in 07 and working with the nursing board. So we went into nursing and started our first cohort in 2009, and then since then we have just been growing and growing and growing, adding the RN program in 2012, adding the medical assisting in 18, and then adding our BSN, our first bachelor's program, here in 2020.
The Concordia Nursing College closed not all that long ago, but how is that having an impact on Sumner?
So when Concordia University closed, we were all saddened by that, and they had have a really great program over there, a BSN program. So we received lots of calls from students from Concordia University, lots of displaced students wondering what their options were. So our college made the decision to offer a $5,000 scholarship to every Concordia student that's accepted into either our practical nursing or our associate degree in nursing program. And we're able to offer that to all these Concordia students that would like to come and join the Sumner family, and the scholarships are available up to $250,000.
Oh, that's fantastic. Great job.
Yeah, we're excited to have that. We have several right now that are going through the process to apply for our registered nursing program, and we're really excited to have these students join us.
If somebody listening right now is considering maybe a career in nursing, how do they get started?
I would say that they could go to sumnercollege.edu. They could give us a call. If they fill out a request form there, we will send them a packet of information. We'll be doing interviews with them. We can do appointments virtually now with everything going on with COVID-19. But we set them up with an admissions officer that will work with them and work through all the steps to make sure that they're supported and they understand the process. Once they get started in the program, we have student services to help them along the way, and then career services to help them when they graduate. It may be important for some of the listeners out there to know what our students make once they start out in the field. Would that be helpful?
Yeah, I'd like to know.
Okay. So with our medical assisting program, our MAs, like I said, they're done in 7.5 months. Their medium starting salary from our own graduates is over $38,000 a year starting. Then we have our practical nursing program. So once they get licensed and become an LPN, our graduates are starting at an average salary of $51,400 a year. And then with our associate degree in nursing program, once they get done with our program and obtain their license as an RN, they're starting out just under $70,000 a year. That's the medium entry salary for all of our RN graduates.
Wow, that sounds pretty great. Besides having a nice salary, what other benefits come along with being a nurse?
So if nursing is something that you've been passionate about and it's something that you really want to do, all the other benefits that come with these generally are medical benefits, full medical dental. There's tuition reimbursement with a lot of hospitals and clinics because they want you to advance your credentials so you can advance your career and make more money. There's lots of vacation time, PTO, things like that. So there's a full benefits package in nursing. A number of our graduates also like to work per diem, or they like to work and get overtime so you can get more pay. Really, if you're a nurse, the world is your oyster right now. So,
yeah, and superheroes for sure.
superheroes for sure. We can't thank enough all those that are out there, and we're just grateful to be part of this process where we can contribute to the community and to the state by graduating competent nurses that become professionals in the field.
Well, thank you, nurses, definitely. So how has this situation, COVID-19, how has that affected Sumner College?
So Sumner College is an on-campus school. We have our three programs, except for that RN to BSN that's offered 100% online. We offer our classes here on campus. So it was quite a change when we got the information that we had to go online, and we had about 10 days to get everything going on, you know, from on-campus to online. So it was a lot of teamwork here, a lot of support from the students, great feedback from them as well. The benefit that Sumner College had is we were recently approved for our online program, so we already had a platform built for online learning, and it was Canvas. So we were able to just build those shells and add those classes right into our platform that we've been working on for several years. So that was a great benefit that we were ahead of the curve there and able to easily transition and make a smooth transition from on-campus to online during this temporary time when all of this is going on.
It's just become a crazy world in the last couple of weeks, hasn't it?
I know, and I think everybody wakes up in the morning and they check to see what's going on, and it's almost like Groundhog Day. You're wondering,
it really is.
When are we going to get out of this situation, and when can we all get better and healthy and be able to get back to normal lives, you know, what we love to do and enjoy doing.
I'd like to talk a little bit about your career services. How do you prepare your graduates to transition into the healthcare world?
One thing that is unique about Sumner with our career service department is we make sure that our graduates get out there in the field and start working. So we start working with them the very first term. We'll set up, it's called Sumner Edge. It's another online platform we have where employers can come in and post jobs for our students, and they can also view our students' resumes and their e-portfolios, so we can start matching them up early in the process to places they want to go work. So we have job boards that are available, and employers can post anytime they want to. They just need to get set up with that. We do resumes, cover letters with the students, mock interviews. We have leadership classes that we offer throughout all of the programs. They're embedded through the program, and there's a final capstone leadership course at the end of each program. So we really want to make sure that that graduate knows what they're going into as far as the interview process, the professionalism piece, and that leadership piece, so that they can really shine and stand out amongst all the other applicants that are applying for a position.
The nursing career, what does it look like out there locally and nationally? I know we're always in need of nurses.
Always in need of nurses. High placement numbers, high retention numbers here. We see that our students are necessary and needed at many different areas. Sometimes when you think of a nurse, you think, oh, I'm only going to work at a hospital. But I think everyone's realizing, especially through this COVID-19 situation, that long-term care facilities and nursing homes and memory care and even plastic surgery and mental health and jails, corrections, all of those places have a need, school nurses, for a nurse. So there's so many different areas that you can get into and fields you can go into and specialties that you can pursue once you become a nurse.
During regular times, you can come and visit Sumner College, is that correct?
Yes, during regular times when we're open.
And remember those days?
allow people in the building. We do have on-campus admissions, student services, student activities. We have a testing site here. You can come in and meet our instructors and meet our financial aid team. So we have all those services available once we're open. We have a medical club that's student-led. We have all these great activities and things for our students to be engaged in. As of right now, we're still 100% full capacity with our staff and faculty. We're teaching online, and we're doing admissions and interviews and questions over the phone and, you know, through virtual Zoom. We're doing everything we can to make sure that student has a real experience, a supporting experience when they come through the process.
Tell me about some of your staff. Where do they come from? Are they from the nursing field?
So all of our faculty that teach our nursing courses are all nurse educators that are licensed with either a BSN or an MSN. And so their nurses, many of them are working out in the field, and then they'll teach for us 1 or 2 days a week. So they'll be part-time, or we have full-time educators as well that have many years of experience in the field. So students are confident that they're being taught by top nurses that have worked out in the field and have experience in that specialty that they're teaching. As far as the general education instructors, we have two doctors that teach our science classes, and that's our bio series and our pharmacology classes. So we have really great instructors, really great faculty here.
Why is it so important for you, Joanna, to be working in higher education?
I have been working in higher education for 20 years, and I really don't know what other thing I would enjoy doing. I absolutely love to see these students come in. I started many, many years ago in admissions, and to see them come into this process and go through this training and this education to come out and get their license and be able to take care of their families and buy their first home and follow their career goals and their passion. It's just amazing to watch this, and I'm just very grateful to have a piece of this and be part of it.
Do you ever have any students come back and tell you, wow, this is the exact career path that I wanted to go on?
We have so many students that come back and talk with us, and we have a lot of our LPN graduates out there, and they come back for our registered nursing program, and we have a lot that are interested in coming back for the bachelor's. And we just hear over and over how they feel that this was the perfect choice for them. They had been dreaming about becoming a nurse since they were a child or since high school, or they had some kind of experience where they cared for a relative or a friend, and they just knew that nursing was their calling. So I hear this over and over, and it's to be able to follow your passion and do what you want to do and enjoy it and love it at the same time. I think it's an amazing thing for people to have this opportunity.
Yeah, there's nothing better than having a career that you actually like.
To get up in the morning and be excited to go to work and just know at the end of the day with these nurses, especially out here right now and every day, aside from what's going on right now, to know that they're making a difference and really helping someone better their life and get better.
Making an incredible difference. And who you spend so much of your life doing your career, you better like it.
That's true.
I know I love mine. So I want to hear a little bit more about the RN to BSN. When does that start up again?
Our first cohort starts June 1st, 100% online. That is a 13-month program. So if you're a registered nurse out there with your license, looking to advance your career, advance your credentials, you can give us a call. You can send us an email. We'll send you an information packet. It is very affordable, and it's really designed for that working adult and working career person in mind, so you're able to balance going to school and going to work at the same time, and we can support you and get you through the program.
Could you talk a little bit about financial aid and some of the veterans benefits you have?
Yeah, so Sumner College is approved for federal financial aid for those who qualify, just like any other university or college that you hear about. So we have federal funding available. We have private loan options available. There's a Sallie Mae education loan, and we are approved for veterans benefits as well. So if you're a veteran that wants to go back to school, we can support you in that area too. So we have lots of students that come from very diverse backgrounds. Like I said, the age, not just with the age and what we talked about, they also second career change, something they've been dreaming of for years. So we do have all kinds of financial programs set up, and everyone seems to be a little bit different that's set up for that individual.
What is the future looking like for Sumner College?
Well, we continue to grow and continue to add cohorts and programs. So I just see us continuing to grow now online for the next few years. There's other programs and higher credentials that we have as far as our goals, educational goals for Sumner College as a whole. So just continuing to provide quality education to our students. I think our students are really attracted to our school because we start year-round. Most schools traditionally have a nursing program that will start in the fall. The nice thing about our programs, our practical nursing program starts every 10 weeks. Our associate degree in nursing program starts 3 times a year. And then our new RN to BSN program starts every 10 weeks as well. Medical assisting is the same way. So if someone's thinking, this is going to work well for me, and it would be great to be able to start in the summer or to start in the fall when my kids go back to school or to start in the winter time, we can make that happen for students. It's not just that one time a year entry point for Sumner.
Really accommodating. That's great.
Yeah.
So one little note you sent me this morning, Joanna, is you guys donated much of your medical supplies. Tell me about that.
We did. So we were able to get our students set up with what they needed to do their labs virtually from home. And then we went through and we looked for gloves and masks and gowns and any sterile equipment we could find. And we have donated them to 2 clinical sites. And we still have more here that we have to give out to other sites this next week. We just want to do all we can for the community because we know that these clinical sites work to support us and our nursing students. And we want to be able to give back if we can and support them during this time of need.
That's really wonderful. Wow. So, Joanna, if somebody is really interested in nursing, probably the best place to go is your website?
Yeah, the best place to go to get information is www.sumnercollege.edu. We have all the program information. We have the info packets that you can download and take a look at. All of our information about the curriculum and the courses is all available online. We also have a Sumner College scholarship that we can award to students for each academic year. Last year in 2019, we awarded $77,000 to our own students to help them support their education and pursue their goals. So there's other things you can look at when you're on the website as far as high school scholarships, current student scholarships, how to get started, how to enroll, and also the admissions process.
Excellent. Well, hats off to every nurse and every medical professional out there. You people are doing amazing work, especially right now.
Yes, hats off to everyone that is working around the clock right now in the Northwest to help us with this situation that we're going through, and hopefully everybody stays healthy during this time.
Thank you, Joanna. You and your family stay healthy. We were talking today with Joanna Russell, president of Sumner College. Thanks, Joanna.
Okay, thank you.
Let's Talk Portland is an Entercom Radio Portland public affairs program.